This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from the Louisiana Radio Network. Always does some great work with us here at WWL. Jeff Palermo. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We're going to start off with LSU baseball, but you know, news breaking with Kyle Williams. And I was telling Charlie, he's got some of the ugliest body. I mean, he's barely 6 foot tall. He's 295 pounds. But you talk about a dude that's an athlete. Great golfer. Now, if you get in a basketball game, he's going to beat you there, too. A lot of teams profiled him, and that's why he fell so far in the draft. Oh, he's too short. He doesn't look athletic. And then you watch him play and say, look all the plays. 13 years in the NFL. Now it looks as though he'll be the new defensive line coach along with Kevin Peoples for the Tigers. One thing I know, if you played 13 years in the NFL, you know what the hell you're talking about.
You do, and he knows LSU, and he's been part of a national championship here. And I am really intrigued as far as how this all went down, right? Because the name we were hearing about was Al Davis, the defensive line coach at Missouri. Now, whether they couldn't match up with the money or whatever it might have been. And then, you know, Kyle Williams, he steps away as the defensive coordinator at Ruston High, and really all that was said was, well, he wants to continue to be in football, maybe not necessarily in the Ruston area. And as it sounds like, maybe this opportunity just really fell in his lap. And I think, to me, on the surface, it looks like a really good hire. You got another guy that played at LSU. Brian Kelly loves bringing in these former LSU players. He knows the state. He's respected. He's going to be able to coach Ahmad Bro, who he coached at Ruston High. So you got that familiarity there. He's got a, you know, that's one of the guys that he's going to have to try to develop. And he's been in the NFL for 13 years. And knowing my conversations with Jared Baugh, the head football coach at Ruston, where Kyle was, I believe, for six seasons.
Yeah, six.
I mean, people, the high school kids really respected him because this is a guy that was in the NFL for 13 years. So he immediately commands the room as soon as he walks in.
Last night we saw it, and, you know, Charlie and I were talking about this yesterday with Jared Jones and Man Bear, how he's developed into a really good all-around player. But, man, you saw those two swings and say, good gracious. Man, that guy got some power behind that bat. And Scott Sanders, the first one to bring it up to us last year, toward the middle of the season, he said, I see a change in him. He's being more selective on pitches he swings at. He's just not a strikeout home run guy. He's also learning the game, and you can see that. And I think last night it was on full display.
Yeah, and he has become more selective this season. I mean, the walks are already way up. He's still going to be a guy that's going to strike out. And when you're that big and you got that long of a swing, it's going to happen. I mean, that's just how it is in baseball. And you see it in the major leagues, and he's that kind of a player. But I have seen him, especially with two strikes, shorten the swing a little bit. Instead of trying to hit it out of the park, try to maybe poke it in the gap, drive it into the gap. He recognizes this season, too, that he doesn't have a Tommy White near him or behind him or in front of him, and there really isn't a major power guy behind him. Now, Daniel Dickinson has hit a few home runs behind him, but still, opposing teams are going to, especially once you see it in the SEC, they are not going to let Jared Jones beat him, and it's going to be hard. He's going to have to lay off some pitches. He's going to have to work on not expanding his strike zone because he is getting, as you know, Jay Johnson said last week, he's getting a bit of the Barry Bonds treatment. You know, he's either, you know, walking or he's hitting the ball hard somewhere or he's striking out. That's kind of what, you know, Barry Bonds did when he was at the height of his skill as a hitter. So he does, you know, I was wondering at the end of 2 years, Mike, really what can he really do? Because his major, as far as coming back for a third year, how would that improve him in his draft stock? Because he's a power hitter, and that's what he is, and that's not necessarily going to change. And he can only be, again, because of his size, he can only get so good defensively at first base. So how really could he improve his stock? But just going through these first 13 games of the season, he looks like a different hitter this season. And he's locked in right away, which has really helped LSU get off to a great start.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, I got two questions for you. I'm going to start on the mound, and they're both having to do with freshmen. I bet you can guess who I'm about to ask you about. First, with William Schmidt and his second start last night. It was a complete inverse of what we saw on Tuesday. Half of that was because LSU's bats erupted in the first inning. They sent 11 guys to the plate. Jay talked about it, you know, last night after the game. You know, it was like 10 straight great at bats, and they scored 7 runs in the first frame. You know, complete inverse to when they were down 7-1, you know, in the game on Tuesday. William Schmidt, however, was also a reason for that. Like, his stability on the mound, 4 innings pitched, 2 hits, 1 earned run, 7 strikeouts last night as well. And Jay talked about getting him ready for league play, where he's probably not going to pitch this weekend. He'll pitch on Tuesday, and then they'll get him set up for SEC play. But what have you seen so far from the freshman on the mound?
As good as advertised, but still obviously some room to grow. I mean, he wasn't going to come in and just completely dominate right off the bat, just like he was absolutely dominating his senior season at Catholic High in Baton Rouge. It's going to take a little bit, but he could be a guy by the end of the season, could be a weekend starter. I mean, it would be shocking to me that when the season ends, if it's still Cade Anderson, Anthony Ianson, and Chase Shores in the weekend rotation, it's just hard to go through the entire year as those three guys as your weekend rotation. It's almost like that would be like in the NFL having the same starting offensive line for 17 games. It's just an injury could come apart, could come there. You could have performance or whatever it may be, or William Schmidt just forces the issue if he's continues to perform well. But I think I love how they've brought him along so far. You know, and Jay Johnson talked a little bit about it last night. You get him in, you get his first start in that game against Nichols a week ago, and then you look at the electric atmosphere that LSU played in last Saturday against Nebraska, and Jay wanted him to feel that, so he had him go out there for the ninth inning to get the final three outs just so he can feel what it's like to pitch in front of a big crowd. And then you come back and you start him again on Wednesday and you extend him a little bit more from his previous start against Nichols the week before. So they're really developing him the right way. And when you look at it, for so many years, LSU, the big question is, well, they don't have a third starter. They don't have a third starter. I mean, they have six guys this season that could start on the weekends, and William Schmidt is one of those guys. But they don't have to force it because you have guys like Ianson, Cade Anderson, Chase Shores, Connor Ware, even though he had the rough outing on Tuesday night. There's other – Zach Cowan could be another guy that if you needed to make a start, he could do it. So there's other guys. So you don't have to put everything on him right away, but he is still going to be a major part of this season when it's all said and done.
Jeff, I think the major story from basically the first month of the season has been the contributions from the freshmen. I'm not even going to bring up like Cason Evans, but Cason feels like he's got all the confidence in the world from Jay Johnson to potentially be the closer on this team, and he's been electric every single time that he's been out there. My question to you, though, is about Derek Curiel. I asked the freshman pitcher, now going to the freshman position player. He leads the team batting .449, but this is what really stands out to me. This is first year of college baseball. He has more walks on this team than Jared Jones. Jared's at 15, he's at 16. The plate discipline, looking for the right pitch to hit, and then his barrel, like he's got great contact ability. He's like the five-tool player that you're looking for in college baseball. And Curiel, you talk about as advertised, I mean, SEC Freshman of the Year preseason by D1 Baseball, he's well on his way to that award.
Well, a lot of comps to Dylan Cruz when he came here.
Exactly.
A lot of, other than, you know, he's a left-handed hitter, and Dylan's, of course, a right-handed hitter, Curiel is a draft eligible sophomore, so he might only end up on LSU's campus for 2 years, while obviously Cruz was here for 3 years. So, but other than that, there are two players that as soon as they got here, they were ready to play, and the game has not, the making the jump in the level of competition has not resulted in them, you know, wilting under that type of pressure. They just look like they belong. They look ready. They look confident. And then you put them now at the top of the order, and the guy's just an absolute on-base machine. I mean, it's just crazy. Now, he's going to hit a point in this season where he does slump, and it'll be interesting to see how long that slump lasts and how he's able to get himself out of it. It's just going to happen. Once you get into SEC play and teams really maybe start to figure out how to attack him. But for right now, he has been very good. His ability to hit it the other way as a left-handed hitter too. You know, he hits line shots out into left field. That's impressive. And then the defense that he can play, and certainly if you didn't have Chris Stanfield in center field, Curiel will certainly be your starting center fielder. But again, just kind of like the William Schmidt thing, you're kind of easing him into this thing. And so that's why you didn't have him lead off right off the bat. You don't have him playing center field. You let him get it comfortable in left field. And sure enough, you saw that, hey, this guy's ready for it. You put him in the leadoff spot, and he doesn't blink. And in fact, he raises his level of play as a leadoff hitter.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great insights. Appreciate your time, bud. And, hey, before you know it, football season will be here.
Thanks,
so
Jeff.
I'll get to see you more.
Yes, spring practice starts on Saturday.
That's
so
how about that? Man, it never ends, Jeff. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. That's Jeff
Palermo. All right,
Palermo.
Guys, have a good one.
All righty, Jeff Palermo from Louisiana Radio Network.